the People's Declaration of Independence from America, to announce and explain separation from the U.S. military and their plotting in other ancient lands intensely, from a settlement known as NSA USAF Manwith Hill, in the forest of Knaresborough, and from other territories. Thursday, 4th of July, 2013. When, in the course of human events, a great estate, by usurpation of its lands for military purposes, imperils the safety and continuance of a lesser, under the appearance of being a protector, it becomes necessary for the greater to remove its military powers from the other's land to its own territory. The laws of nature and of nations entitle the people who seek this removal to declare the causes which impel them to make this demand.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all people are created equal, that they are endowed with certain inalienable rights, that among these is the liberty together to determine the means by which they, as a free nation, would seek to defend themselves. If another state, through its imposing military power, usurps the liberty of choice, then the independent nation must resist and reject the usurpation. Otherwise, it would be acquiescing to tyranny. The injuries and usurpations all subvert the freedom of the British people. To justify this claim, let facts be submitted to the world.
The government of the United States has called together and sustained an alliance at a place unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the British Parliament, and insisted that this alliance should prepare the barbarous act of being first to use weapons of mass destruction, and to continue to develop, test, and deploy them. No nation should possess these terrible and loathsome weapons. We include the British government and all nations who travail blindly on continuing in these deadly ways.
It has been used by this alliance to impose upon the peoples of the world an increasing levy of taxes to finance the preparation of barbarity. It has placed within the boundaries of the world weapons of such numbers and of such power, vastly to exceed any reasonable need. There is no need.
It has combined with some within the government of Britain to infiltrate and use for its own ends the British systems of communication. We are distressed by the pervasive intrusions of the massive and uncontrollable agency known as the National Security Agency. It is using our precious land to interfere with the natural strengths of the world. It has conspired with some of the citizens of the United Kingdom seriously to distort the truth concerning threats supposed to be against the British state and people, specifically by the ancient civilizations of Iraq, Afghanistan and Iran, and other precious lands.
It has kept amongst us, in times of peace, military powers without the consent of the British people. It has, with no agreement from the British people, occupied many parts of our common land as places from which to mount defence of its own territory. It has combined with others to render its own military personnel immune from prosecution for crimes committed against our laws.
It has excited fears among our people in an endeavour to gain assent to a savage and merciless rule of warfare, which seeks an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes and conditions. It is folly to continue these paths of violence and destruction.
It has thwarted the upholding of justice in the world by acting as protector of the Israeli government, whose wrongdoing is a blot on the earth, by using its might and power in other ancient gatherings to overrule the will of the world community, including those in our own government who decide foreign policy. It allows and supports the continuing and unfettered use of oppressive power by the Israeli government against a people whose rights it has violated for over 60 long years.
We do not wish the people of the United States to see in this declaration any contempt for them. We are confident that the people of the United States acknowledge that what we seek is nothing less than that which their own forebears sought in declaring themselves a free and separate nation. To the people of the United States, we offer nothing else but friendship and a recognition of our common dignity as human beings.
We, therefore, the representatives of a more gentle and peaceful persuasion, appealing to the moral law and laws of nations for the rectitude of our intentions, do, on behalf of the people of our country, solemnly publish and declare that this United Kingdom is, and of right, ought to be free and independent in the choice of how we exercise our right of self-defence.
We call upon the government of the United States of America to cease from occupation of any part of British land and withdraw its military powers, as we call upon all governments everywhere to cease their occupation and control of any foreign territories. And for support of this declaration, we, the representatives of a more gentle and peaceful persuasion, mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honour.
And with specific reference to this gathering today, we, the undermentioned, do solemnly demand the return of the land once within the boundaries of the ancient townships of Burstwith, Felscliffe, Norwood, and Menwith, now occupied by the National Security Agency, the United States Air Force, and their military forces.
We do also solemnly demand that any connection with or preparation for the American Missile Defense Program at Menwith Hill and other such places ceases forthwith. We are despairing that the American government continues to overshadow earth, sea, air, and now space throughout and beyond this most magnificent of planets.
We utterly reject the notion that the government of the United States should claim space for itself. We will bring into use every sinew of our bodies to peacefully prevent the earth, sea, air, and space from being overwhelmed by the American Missile Defense Program.
We are alarmed and fearful of the immoral and illegal use of the deadly weapons called drones, which assassinate and remove people of innocence without calling upon the adjudication of the civilized courts to bring those who are plotting to harm others before the wise judges who would decide innocence or guilt.
We encourage the United States of America and all governments of the world to uphold the keeping of international laws and treaties, thus ensuring that the heavens and every corner of the earth are free from domination and greed.
We use our intelligence to imagine the consequences of the space around our dear planet Earth and other celestial bodies being filled with weapons of desperate destruction. We speak from our hearts, which beat in terror at the legacy we might leave the children of this world.
Once again, we call upon all American people connected with the workings at NSA Menwith Hill to imagine our roles reversed and to remember their own ancestors' declaration of independence from our ancestors.
Based on and adapted from the original American Declaration of Independence 1776, we have taken care to follow the original wording and spirit of this historical document.